Welcome to the Box Set Pod. My name is Howell and this is Jamie.
Hey.
Oh, what can we say? I mean, there's Slack.
A thousand apologies.
There's us.
Unprofessional.
First of all, thousands of people, literally not thousands of people, have emailed to ask where we've been and why we've been so irregular of late. And we're popping up now to tell you that you thought that was bad. We're about to disappear off your radar for 2 months. Probably more like 3 months by the time you count spare change. I mean,
well, you know, yeah, because Howell, I mean, Howell's the main culprit here.
Don't blame
the J-ster.
Selfishly, I have decided to go off around the world for 2 months.
Unbelievable.
Literally all the way around the world. So tonight we're going to talk about that trip rather than TV. Although maybe at first, should we just sum up what we're watching at the moment? Handmaid's Tale Season 2 is exciting me very much.
Yeah, enjoying it. A few points about that. First of all, I started it, I felt very kind of annoyed, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I can get into this again because it's so dark and it's so depressing.
Yeah,
but it's genuinely the best TV out there at the moment is Handmaid's Tale. How they managed to make a depressing show like that so captivating, and I put a lot of it down to Elizabeth Moss, who I genuinely started to think she may be one of my favourite actresses of all time.
What
because
about
she's
actors?
So.
What if you just say actors?
You're damn right. What am I doing there? Mm. And you know what? I'd put her up there with De Niro in her ability to convey so much with such a minimal amount of expression, facial skill, facial maneuverability. You can see so much, and so much of the pleasure of watching The Handmaid's Tale is watching her, the close-up shots of her face, and you can see exactly what she's feeling behind those eyes. It's a brilliant performance. Really is.
The first series, you know my objection to the first series, that it just felt like we were stuck in a slow motion tumble dryer of doom. And whilst that was, like Matt Wandless described, you know, an interesting world to explore, it did drive me around the frickin' bend. And the beginning of this series, let's just say there's a bit of a prison break going on. And there is something then that happens that I think, oh no, there we go. Back to square one. But no, somehow it's become more and more delicious. And it's a rare example of sometimes when a TV show goes off book, literally, you know, they've left the book behind. A bit like we found in the latest Game of Thrones series, suddenly when the telly people get their hands on it and you've got some great writers, you can go to new places. One of the things that
the word you said, delicious, is so right, because this is what TV can do that film can't really. It's like you can go back into a world and now you know all this history, these past events, the relationships that have developed over time between these characters, and now they've like marinated to make this really rich, delicious sauce of drama.
And an example of what
incredible
happens if you do that too much is Star Wars. Once you've gone completely inside out and upside down. But it's really delightful and delicious. And there's questions like the way that Yvonne Strahovski, I think, plays her part. I wondered whether there was all along there was an implication. I thought that she was playing it too sympathetically, that we found ourselves thinking that she was somehow locked into some morality here, that she was pushing down the fact that she knew something was wrong. And it never seemed to add up. It was never like, we never really see any evidence of that. You know, in the book, I think that character is just very cruel. And she added a dimension to it, which the story never backed up. It cashed checks that its story could not cash. And then in series two, we have found things out about her. And there has been some movement there, which suddenly makes sense of all of that. And that's really nice.
It is. And she's doing very well. It's a great performance as well from her as well. She's brilliant. And her interactions with Elizabeth Moss's character, some of the best stuff on screen.
She's magnificent.
It's a great show.
I mean, just watch her.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every series of Chuck, and you'll realise how great that actress is.
There we go. Knew it was coming.
Absolutely.
Knew it was
great.
Coming.
What else are you watching? Have you watched the Vietnam documentary, the PBS Vietnam documentary?
No, I haven't. I've heard it's very. I heard Martin Sheen going on about
on
it.
Yeah.
So I've heard it's very good. But the guy who did it, what's his face? I've forgotten his name, the documentary maker. Yeah. He's very good at doc. I've seen his other work. He did a really good American Civil War documentary, and I've heard this one is very good as well. Yeah.
What else are you watching?
I am watching. I'm watching a bit of Bob's Burger. Bob's Burger is brilliant. I don't know if you've got into Bob's Burger yet, Howell.
I thought it was Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, it is Bob's Burgers. You're damn right. It's Bob's Burgers. Well,
right.
You know,
so you don't know the title, but you've got really into it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a small mistake. Are you watching it?
Nope. Is it on Netflix?
Brilliant. Bloody brilliant. It's not.
Where is it?
So you have to watch it on the Comedy Network channel, Howell. Paramount Comedy Channel, you know that one? The Comedy Channel.
The Comedy
What's
Channel.
What's it called now? What's the Comedy Channel
Comedy
called?
Central.
Comedy Central. You've got to watch it on Comedy Central.
Right.
It's brilliant. Okay. Best. It's the best animated comedy out there at the moment.
Okay.
Even though I'm very excited about the new Matt Groening one, he's got a new comedy coming on Netflix. It's the trailer for it presents The Simpsons was his portrayal of the present. Futurama's look at the future, and this new comedy is going to be about looking at the past. So it's that's where it's going. Looks interesting.
Wow.
Hope it's good. Really hope it's good.
Sounds good.
What have you got? What have you got in your bank?
What have you been doing? Obviously, we're just on The Staircase. Excellent.
Right. I'm just starting that.
Oh, yes. You're going to enjoy it. I'm pretty sure I'll have told you about that. You know, I watched it in 2005.
You watched the original when it was on BBC?
I did, Storyville, and it was in the days when we were just starting out in radio and we would get home very late, and it was being repeated on BBC 4 late at night. And I really got into it. I was like, this is amazing. And I often thought of that. I often thought, that's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. And then when it appeared on Netflix with the big sticker of Netflix original all over it, I was like, I swear that I've seen this before. Yeah. And it is.
But they have added extra episodes of their own, though, haven't they?
They've added 3 episodes or 4 episodes. And I think what they've done is, you know, the studio is called Netflix Original or whatever. The brand is called Netflix Original. And they just buy products, you know.
Yeah. I'm also watching Bridge Season 4.
Bridge Season 4.
And I don't know if you stuck with it. I know you had issues with the bridge, Howell, it being like a whodunit kind of scenario.
My mum and dad have been going on and on and on about it. They're like, watch the bridge, watch that bridge, watch the bridge.
Oh, they're bloody right.
Well, I slapped them in the face and said, you're 70. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Ow.
Which is the way the old people should be dealt with.
Wow.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
No, we'll probably watch it. Now that you've said it, Jamie, because I always take your advice on things, I will I'll do it. I'll watch it.
You know, it's just the character of Saga is so rich, so enjoyable to watch. She's,
well, that's
she's
what they keep
a
going
wonderful,
on about. Like, you know, she's an autistic character, isn't she? She's an autistic.
She
character.
Is, and she's a brilliant performer, but you love her as a character and you care about her so much, and her journey is extremely kind of difficult at times.
Here's the
her relationships with others.
My mum and my Auntie Jan had over dinner the other night. Oh, she's brilliant, isn't she? Yes, she's brilliant. She's autistic, isn't she? Now, in real life, she's not autistic, no. In real life, she's married to a pastor. Can you believe it? Oh, she's married to a pastor.
I didn't know that. It's quite a good fact.
Is it? Is it? Is it shocking that someone behaving the way she does is married to a pastor? It's really funny. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the bridge, the staircase. What do you think about the theory that I've just bought some more shares in Netflix, which just keep going up and up and up?
Right.
I wish I'd put all my money that I'd saved into Netflix, because if I had, I probably would have made about £15,000 in the last 3 years by doing this.
Really?
Is this gone up? I just bought a couple of shares, but they've like gone up 300%. And
I mean, let's be honest. When Netflix was starting to break through, you know, it was one of many that was breaking through at the same time. You know, there were other on-demand services that were starting to kind of raise their heads, but Netflix has just taken over, hasn't it?
Arguments, I suppose it should have been. Arguments are being made that they're making too much content, that they're flooding it too much. You know, their budget next year is like $12 billion or something.
I think it's brilliant. I don't see the problem in having more and more content.
No,
I
mean, you find your corner, don't you? You find your stuff.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's a good thing for the industry because it's more creativity. If they are a company, which they seem to be, that gives a license to the creatives to do what they want, create what they want, tell the stories that they want, then there's nothing wrong with that.
There's so few companies that actually think like them, and that's why they're doing so well. And the stock market's constantly surprised. You know, they've been saying for years, well, it's going to go down, it's going to go down. And it's like, well, actually, I remember, I think on this podcast a few years ago, we were talking about the algorithms that they use and Netflix belief in the algorithm to be able to predict, you know, the recommends. They'll tell you what to watch next. And we kind of unanimously all said, I hate that. I hate it when it tells me what to watch next. I can't, you know, I started getting really nervous. I was like, why are they putting their business eggs in that basket? Because actually, I like having a variety of stuff. But actually, you can totally see why years later they're making more stuff than you could ever navigate through yourself. And that algorithm is meaning that I'm finding the Vietnam documentary when Jamie isn't finding it for whatever reason, even though he studied history. And it's working. You know, it's great.
Ken Barnes. Ken Barnes is a documentary maker who made the Civil War one and that one. And he's widely known as like the best historical documentary maker in the business. Ken Barnes. Boom.
Ken Barnes.
Yeah, Netflix are amazing. Also, you know, Netflix shows that are incredibly successful are returning, like Glow has just come back. I've just started second series. Yep. I think it's been a strong start.
Now, do you remember us interviewing my friend from drama school, Helena Barrett, on our radio show once, the stunt woman who lives in LA?
American.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
We sent her a plaque that we made, didn't we, that she took a photo of in her garden.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Helena Barrett is, both in Series 1 and Series 2, Alison Brie's stunt woman. And
really?
Yeah, last time I was in LA, Helena, she was too busy to meet up, but she sent me she said, oh, I'm starting filming Glow Series 2 tomorrow, and sent me a picture of her and Alison Brie together in the boxing ring.
Wow, that is amazing.
What a small world, eh? Isn't that awesome?
That's fantastic. And it started well, season two. You know, it's a good show, Glow, because it's not just funny. It's got a cold streak. It's got a brutal streak to it, and I like that.
Yeah, and Marc Maron, I watched the first episode of his TV series, Maron, because I was a fan of his podcast, and I thought, oh, he's not a very good actor. But he was just starting out then, obviously, because I think in this he's brilliant. He's funny, he's confident, he's really good actor in this, I think.
Yeah. So that's returning. Also, the Affair season 4 now, is it, has returned. I've not started that yet, but I do plan.
Ah.
The Affair is one of those shows that maybe should have ended.
Yeah, fuck that.
But hasn't ended.
I left it at series 1. When they ended series 1 with him just being like locked up, I was like, oh, you know, accused. I was like, no way. I mean, tell me this. Do you know who did it by this point?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And we've kind of moved on. It's moved on from that plot. But it is a show that probably should have stopped a lot sooner. Speaking of shows that should have stopped sooner but are coming back.
The Boxhead
House
Pod.
Of Cards.
Oh, House of Cards.
House of Cards is returning for the I believe it's the final series. The cast have been doing a lot of junkets talking about, oh, Kevin Spacey, we didn't know, we thought he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of issues around that. That's returning. How are they going to navigate around the main character of the show?
I know.
I don't know.
Well, they just will. I think they'll just make a good show. They'll do that thing. There's plenty of shows in the past that have had to write out a character and crack on, and it'll become a different thing, I hope. Who knows?
Yeah.
Not even talked about where I'm going around the world.
Well, you can do a quick itinerary. You don't have to go through it in detail, do you?
Well, I'll tell you where I'm going, and you can mark it out of 10, and then
okay.
And then at the end, you can tell me how much you think I paid for the flights, all right?
Okay.
Manchester to Dublin.
Sort of 6.
Dublin to San Francisco.
Oh, that's a good 9 out of 10.
Yosemite.
7.
Napa Valley.
8.
Kona, which is the Hawaiian island where the volcano is going off.
Oh, 3.
Honolulu on Oahu, the other island.
I'll give that a 10, yeah.
Osaka, Japan.
Yeah, I'm keen on going there. 8.
Hiroshima.
7.
Good. I was expecting a controversial answer.
No.
Tokyo.
Tokyo. So yeah, I'd like to go there. 9.
Tokyo Disneyland.
Oh, of course you're going there.
Disney All Sea, right. Which is unique to China. Disney Sea.
That's another 9.
Beijing, Great Wall of China.
Oh, yeah, I'm 7.
Macau. You
know 6. Macau? It's yeah.
Vegas of the East.
Yeah.
Bangkok.
I'm a 6 again.
Hoi An in Vietnam, a beautiful small town with lanterns floating on a river.
4.
Ho Chi Minh City, aka Saigon.
5.
Oh, he's not bothered about Vietnam. You don't want to go to Vietnam.
No, the insects.
That's not a very nice way to talk about a race. is Vietnamese a race? It's not, it's a nationality. Hong Kong.
7.
And then back to London Heathrow and to Manchester.
2.
There you go. So, all of those flights... Okay.
All those flights, added them up together
on
just for
Skyscanner,
you.
Skyscanner, if you did that per person, if you did that on Skyscanner right now, the flights would be around £7,500 to £8,000 to do all of that.
Right.
How much, using my skills with Evans Travel, Air Miles, combination of things, did I do it?
£9,000.
£1,200.
What? You're travelling on like a budget flight, Owl.
I'm flying to San Francisco in choice strip seats. I'm flying to... Almost every flight is either premium economy or it's business class.
Okay. How have you done this?
Because I'm really good at booking flights, so, you know, ask me.
Wow.
Collect your air miles, people. I'll tell you this, we're flying back from... Hong Kong to Heathrow on Virgin Atlantic in premium economy for £35.
What?
Yeah.
All right, well, fair play to you. I'm going to Bournemouth. That's right. So how much you give Bournemouth out of 10?
It's good. It's good. 1.5.
Okay, thank you. How much for flights? 0. I'm driving there. Petrol will be £50.
I nearly drowned in Bournemouth. You be careful.
Okay.
Right, so basically, here's what to do. Go back through our podcasts.
Yeah, I'll give you a recommendation. Go and listen to the Walking Dead versus Game of Thrones one. That's a real doozy.
So, yeah, see you in October. Go back and listen to our podcasts. Why don't you go back and check out some of the TV series that you could watch? One of my top recommendations is, what was it called? Nasty Girl.
Mean Girl.
Was it? No, Nasty Girl. Nasty Gal was the name of her company. The girl who...
God, that got cancelled, Howell.
It got cancelled and it got panned on this podcast. Go and listen to it and then watch the first series. Brilliant. Oh, and also watch on Netflix, watch Haters Back Off.
Really? Good, is it?
Oh, man. Have you seen Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars when he talks to Miranda Sings?
Yes.
It's her character, Miranda Sings. You'll love it, Jamie. You'll love it.
Okay. popping it on the list.
And that got cancelled after two series, and it's tragic that it did, but nobody knew about it. That's one of the downsides of making so much content, is that you know, if no one finds it. But it is great. Get it on the list. What's it called?
Right, then. It's called Haters Back Off.
Well done. Right.
See, the woman with the lipstick.
That's right.
Okay, I'm on it. I'm on it.
Okay, see ya. See you on the
See you in a bit, everyone. Bye. Email us.
Yeah, thousands are. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.